This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 11 of the Nerd Badge Podcast. Woo! It's an intimate show today.
Yes, very intimate too.
Because people got stuck with real life stuff. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm your host, Michael Quinn, also known as Stephen Person. We are having a great time here. We are episode 11, the double-double, the double ones. Yes. We're really rocking and rolling today. I'm really happy to have you here. Listen to us. I'm sorry, I just got a text message from work. What's going on? Sorry, give me 1 second. Big day is to... Big 2-3 days,
yes,
to say the least.
Uh-huh.
There's a lot of mixed emotions here. Ladies and gentlemen, the world today, about a couple hours ago, was informed of the loss of one Hulk Hogan. As wrestlers ourselves, I would have to say, first as a fan, I never liked Hogan. I've said it before on this
same as a character, right?
As a character, because he was a heel. He cheated and everything like that. I just didn't like
it. I rooted for whoever went against him.
Exactly.
Like, I became an Undertaker fan, I think, because he beat Hogan.
And not because I like Bobby the Brain Heenan a lot. Like, it wasn't like an influence on me. Seriously. But my whole thing was that it was the character that never... the world lost him today. He passed away in Florida at his house. Well, actually, on the way to the hospital, or at the hospital. Mm-hmm. We send our deepest condolences to his friends, family, fans across the world. This isn't about us. This is about the wrestler.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Like, it's like the first name that comes up when you say, think of
Hogan.
A wrestler.
Yeah, think of Hogan. It's a thing. And... he's going to be missed by those near and dear to his heart. Mm-hmm. I know there's still fans out there of his, and that's fine. Things came of light exactly 10 years today. It was 10 years ago today when all that stuff came out about him, about the tweets and everything. Mm-hmm. And I know we all make mistakes and everything like that, but, man, it's heartbreaking to hear that anybody in this world passes on to the next. And... everyone here at the Nova, me, Atiba, everyone else who's usually here, Susie, Mike, everyone else, Pat, Natalia, Mandy, RJ, who's having a beautiful kid right now, who has a beautiful baby boy. We all just send our condolences to everybody involved in any feelings of loss and sadness to you. It's just anybody dies. I mean, it's just Hulk Hogan. Like, we're in the post Hogan world now, you know.
Yep.
Like, it's crazy because now, like, what becomes legacy versus, you know, historical facts. I mean, it is what it is, you know. Booker T got him. I'm sorry, that's my own joke. Sorry. My other joke was that, like, it always comes in threes, and Hulk Hogan was the third guy.
Yes.
So, I'm sorry, that's it. I guess we could talk about Hulkamania a little bit, you know, like started when he
beat
was
the
in
Sheik.
Not even just the Sheik, but I'm talking about like when he first got discovered, like Rocky.
Oh yes,
yeah, Rocky like was the jump point
when he originally got fired by Vince's father for doing the movie in the first place.
Yep.
Then the movie came out, and it's like,
Whoa, wait a minute,
it's a big deal.
Yeah, so well, again, he wrestled for Vern Gagne, came down to WWF, and rest is history. Hulkamania, Iron Sheik, Macho Man, WrestleMania 1 with him and Mr. T versus Orndorff and Piper.
Yes.
It's just, it's sad to see that the world lost somebody. I mean, it's hard to even talk about because everything has been going on. But
I think, what did he headline the most WrestleManias until Roman broke his record?
Roman broke his record, the past like 10 years, Roman broke his record. Because it was up to WrestleMania 9, technically.
Yes.
They gave him 9, right, with the whole Bret thing.
That
counted. So it's just, he leaves behind his daughter, his wife, his ex-wife, his son, you know, and it's just horrible. You know, like, Hogan was like, again, like, the serial, the cartoons, the TV shows, you know, Thunder in Paradise, you know.
I've been watching
Mr. Nanny, I know, Mr. Nanny, Bard, you know, like, there's so much stuff.
Uh-huh.
Three Ninjas, you know, like, all pieces of cinematic history, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, Three Ninjas, that's right.
Yeah. I'm surprised you didn't
remember. High Noon at Mega Mountain, bro.
We
had the little toupee
thing. What's it called? Former of the NWO, which was like ridiculous. It was supposed to be Sting originally, but then they were like, no. And then they're like, what about Hogan? And then Hogan was brought in.
There were rumors of Brett. Remember, his contract was up in 96.
I heard that Brett was supposed to come over earlier.
Yes.
But then he decided to like take a contract extension.
Yeah,
I can't remember.
After Mania, after he lost to Shawn, his contract was like up for a little while because he disappeared for a minute.
But let's be honest, it wasn't as impactful as it was.
No, it wouldn't have been. With Brett, it just would have been a good wrestling angle, but not a mainstream angle.
Exactly. And when Hogan turned, like, he turned heel once before, kind of faltered.
Yeah,
went underneath
back in the day, right?
Yeah, underneath the rug, he started wearing all black in WCW.
Oh, that time when
he threw the trash can on fire.
He had to be dark in order to get at Kevin Sullivan's Dungeon Doom.
Yeah.
He brought out his dark side.
Yeah, and I was like, ugh, whatever. This sucks. But then, what's called, NWO came over, and that was... I wanted to wrestle the top stars. I was promised the biggest lights and da 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 da. And then
billionaire Ted wanted to talk turkey with me, brother.
Exactly. And then obviously the NWO faltered. Hogan, there's a lot of things that went wrong there, but you know, Hogan, the NWO is still today one of the most impressive factions that ever existed. It's one of those things that are like just as big as Hulkamania to me, if not bigger, because the NWO. It set the wrestling world on fire. Mm-hmm. And
went mainstream. Jay Leno wrestling in the ring.
Exactly.
Dennis Rodman was in the NWO.
Carl Malone.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and then what's his name? His band guy came in and gave, what's it called?
Kevin Eubanks.
Kevin Eubanks. Yeah. Gave Dennis Rodman a Stone Cold.
He was looking like
Diamond Cutter.
Kevin Eubanks was basically Jay Leno's Virgil.
Yeah, he was. He looked exactly
he
like Virgil.
Had to cut off sleeves and everything.
Oh, man, that was great. But what's it called? Yeah, so that was a sight to see in 96.
You want to know what's funny? A little weird piece of trivia. Two of the biggest superstars of all time, right? Hogan and Austin. Their biggest moments were in 2 weeks of each other. Austin 3:16 was 2 weeks before.
That's right. That turn. He won the King of the Ring. That's
right. And then those two things went on to have the biggest T-shirt sales. Austin 3:16 and NWO, the two shirts you saw at every event.
You see them like, I'm sorry, they're like the Yankee caps of freaking wrestling shirts. Like everybody has one. You go to any country in the world with his wrestling fans. What do you see?
Austin 3:16 and NWO.
Yep, that's what you see. And I think those are just iconic things. Yeah. Like even wrestlers today copy that design on both of them. You know,
just a simple black with the white letters.
Yep, it's beautiful. It's
and you will see a sea of it.
Yep, everywhere you went. Yep, even local wrestling shows, I still see NWO stuff, figures and everything. Wolfpack was obviously not Hogan, but it was still like, I mean, it had nothing to do with existing if it wasn't for Hogan. Mm-hmm. So we say, you know, the world will miss you, the world of Hulk Hogan, the world will miss you, Hulk Hogan, and.
The world of Hulk Hogan. He would have loved you to say
exactly,
that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the world of the world of professional wrestling. Yeah. Hulk Hogan is going to be immortalized now. The immortal Hulk Hogan is always going to be that. So, all right, moving on. Wrestling a little bit. TNA. And had a great pay-per-view.
I actually was working there at that arena that day.
Did you see a certain individual get honored by Tommy Dreamer? And
oh, yeah, that's right. I didn't know it was at
that. Masha Slamovich.
I didn't see it until I got home. And I seen Johnny Rods.
Johnny Rods got honored, which was awesome, yes, on a live TV. Pay-per-view debut. Well, technically not, because he did the pay-per-view back in the day where.
Where we all
got our asses kicked by Homicide and Hernandez.
And then Johnny runs in at that pay-per-view. Yeah.
And then, that one guy ran out of the ring when he tried foie kicking him. I saw Johnny like last week. I went to go see him. We're talking and stuff like that. He's doing good.
He didn't tell you he was going to make that appearance. He left it as a surprise.
Yeah, I know. He almost said it, but I was like, He said something. I was like, all right, he's not telling me something. Whatever. So anyway, what's it called? Yeah, he's doing great. He's apparently 87 years old now.
Yeah, so how did that happen?
I was like, I don't know. It's like, did someone draw a 7 like a 2? But Johnny's 82 years old.
He's 84.
I thought he was 82.
84, because Billy Walker corrected everyone online.
Oh, really? I thought he was 82.
Because when I started.
Oh, you're right, because his birthday.
He was 64 when I started. Was it like 20
May
years
16th
ago.
Or something like that, his birthday? Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, because he was 84. I started 20 years ago, he was 64.
Yes, you're right. Jeez, it's 2025, old God.
Yes.
2 years from now. So Johnny Rogers there. Great title matches across the world.
Our friend Masha, she lost her title. She's still a champion in our hearts.
Masha, we love you here at the Nerd Badge Podcast. There you go. Boom. Masha, wherever we love you. You're a champion in our hearts, champion in our souls, and champion to the people. So,
but WWE, they want to look strong. We can't let our guys lose this here.
No, not really.
AJ Styles came out and did some stuff. Oh, and then Bubba Ray announced there's going to be one more match between the Dudleys and the Hardys.
Which is, I mean, I'll pay for it.
Yeah.
I didn't know
Devon was still like back in the ring. I thought he was done.
I thought he was like Dunsies.
Terrible injury. Was back. His back.
I thought he was like Dones.
Yes.
D-O-N-A-S. Duns. Dones. So he's advocating for another match, which is going to be something that happens.
What's their next?
Slammiversary. Against All Odds?
No, it's the other big one, the second big
one. Yeah.
I can't remember what it is.
I know.
It's in October.
I know. I just can't remember which one it is.
It'll come back to me randomly in another segment here.
But yeah, also WWE doing big things too. Gunther retired. Goldberg.
Yes, he did.
That was... Wow. I got to admit, after...
And we still didn't get a Gilbert segment out of the
thing. One thing I'm surprised about, though, like, Gunther could have beat you saw Gilbert. Edge beat Sheamus and like all these other guys. Sting beat friggin' for the tag titles and everything like that. I gotta admit, I'm surprised Goldberg went out on his back, man.
Yeah.
But it's
his last match, right?
I know, but like how many people as of late want to go out on like top? Kurt Angle went out on top. You know, not saying anything, please.
Wait,
Kurt Angle,
didn't, what's his face?
Don't set my neck, Kurt Angle.
Corbin beat him, didn't he, for his last match?
No, he beat Corbin, I think.
No.
Did Corbin he? Beat oh, no, was it Angle? I'm sorry. Yeah, right. Who was it? Someone else went out recently and beating everybody. I forgot who it was. But anyway.
It wasn't Flair, was it?
No. Flair lost that match, I think. I can't remember.
Maybe it was Sting.
Yeah, well, Sting definitely beat tag titles. They beat the Young Bucks.
Right?
Yeah, then they vacated the next night, which I think is, sorry, Sting, bad. Like you're just gonna vacate titles that were held by people for like X amount of time. The Young Bucks, you know, like
I don't mind. It's Sting.
Yeah, I know. It's Sting. But like I've always been a fan of like when you have your last match, you give it to the next guy. You know, like so this next guy can take that and go, hey, I beat this person. Mm-hmm. Gunther can now say, I beat Goldberg. I put Goldberg out. I choked Goldberg out. The invincible thing that killed Brock Lesnar, that killed Roman, that beat everybody's face
in. Bray
Wyatt, who like destroyed Bray Wyatt.
As the Fiend,
like full Fiend, dude. Like
the dude that like took all of the stuff from Seth Rollins and kept kicking out of everything.
Exactly. And the guy who kept on kicking out of Roman's. Like he had to kick out of like 3 spears. And Goldberg put him down. And I'm like, bro, Brock Lesnar, freaking Big Show. Goldberg knocked out everybody, you know what I mean? Brett.
oh, my God.
But no, like, I truly am shocked that Goldberg did that.
Brett's a big Gunther fan now.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah, Gunther. So, what's it called? I think that was very classy of Goldberg, and I'll give him that 100%. Yeah. So,
and it was in Atlanta. You got to see Duck Dillinger back there.
Duck Dillinger.
The Cat walked him out, too.
Yeah, the Cat walked him out.
There was another guy. Was it Chuck Zito that walked him out?
I didn't see who else it was. I missed, like, the intro walk.
Chuck Zito.
I don't know. I watched, like, the intro, but I had something happen, and then I missed that part of it. I could have went back and watched it, but I couldn't. Yeah.
DDP was there.
Yeah, DDP was there. That's who I was thinking of, DDP.
You know who else we have to talk about? That's in wrestling news, too. Bagwell just lost his leg.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah, to get it amputated.
Buff, listen,
from
dude.
From an accident that happened in 2020.
Yeah, 2020, it was during COVID. He got into a car accident. It never healed properly, and it was just bleeding on him. I saw him at a convention about a couple months, like earlier this year, yeah, I think it was.
Leg was practically
no, it was
dead.
November last year. Yeah. It was at the big event, and I got to talk to him. I was like, I saw him once before. We had a small conversation. He was with Savio, and me and Savio were talking. Then he came over, and he was talking about the leg. And I was like, hey, sir, you know, I remember last time we were together, you were telling me about your leg, and we were just talking about it. And he goes, oh, yeah, you know, it's like, it is what it is. And I was like, oh, man. It got bad, dude. It got mangled.
It was, like, practically dead. Because he said he would, like, when he sit, he has to, like, leave it. Yeah. Because he said he had a hard time, like, getting into the car, tying his shoe. He would sleep with one shoe on because he couldn't really
tie
it.
Yeah.
Down or, like,
yeah. He didn't want to, like, tie. Yeah. So, Buff, it's like, I'm sorry, dude, for your medical situation right now. And just, we want to say, heal up. I mean, it's not the end of the world. You're still an amazing person,
like,
outside the
video
ring
of him going there. Like a pretty, it was with Maven, as a matter of fact, was in the hospital with him.
Oh, really?
Maven recorded on his show, like him.
Oh, that's right. Yes. Air. Yeah. And then, and then he talked about it on his podcast about Buff's. Like, you're right. So yeah, Buff, again, heal up, man. You got a lot more good to do in this world, man. You're still king of it all, bro.
He actually said he wants to get in the ring with the prosthetic leg.
I heard that, and I was like, Zach Gowen. Yeah, I know. Zach Gowen
had
no like,
leg at all.
I know. And it's like, Buff, you're still the stuff. So you just heal up, man.
Yeah.
What else? Let's talk about some shows. Somebody has some shows coming up, and it's me.
That someone's you, isn't it?
Yes, it is. This Saturday, 2420 Hoffman Street. It's going to be me and a triple threat versus Max
Hoffman
Capacity.
Street. That's the Academy.
Yes,
isn't it?
The WWX Academy, and it's
I got to see Chris Angels and Bella.
WWX at Wrestling Extreme.
I seen him at Slammiversary. Chris Angels and Bella.
Yeah. They're great people. Yeah. People run it. What's it called? It's going
to
be
I may be working with them.
Awesome. I like it. I was supposed to do the 30th show, but that's another thing. Starline Pro this weekend, triple threat.
So wait,
hold on. Let me do the plug, man. God damn it. Let me do the plug.
Okay. I wanted to ask about Starline
Pro. Hold on. So Starline Pro, debut show. I'm in the main event, of course, because this is going to be my company, because I'm going to run it like the G that I am, the veteran that I am. And I've been working on a move so well. And you remember me doing it back in the day, Gleason's the old pile driver, you know? So the old pile driver I used to work on.
Actual pile?
Yeah, so I'm going to hit that bad boy on one of those, or both of those little scrawny little neck geeks, and I'm going to win and set up myself as the premier athlete. No, I don't want to say that because Anthony Nese is going to kick the crap out of me. the premier wrestler, the one and only Steven Person in person, and I will win that night. Because I am better than both those two. They're worried about building futures. I'm worried about continuing a legacy of perfection. Look at the belt right here, ladies and gentlemen. We've acknowledged these bad boys. Look at this right here. These are all earned with my blood, sweat, and tears. I defended that Funhouse Wrestling Cross Continental Championship. I defended that against Magic. This bad boy right here, the... which one did I read? Oh, there it is. I'm sorry. Yeah, the USA Championship. Yes. Yeah, I defended that this past Tuesday here on Staten Island. I defended this at Brooklyn Comic Con. I defended this down in Florida and Arizona. I was at Brooklyn Comic Con.
Was there Sati?
No, I saw Donzo.
Donzo's there.
So anyway, Starlight Pro weekend, Saturday.
Her name's Jem. J-E-M. I think it's go by there. Jordy Lee. Yeah.
So anyway, I'm going to sit there, be there, Hoffman Street, bell time at 5 p.m., this weekend, the 26th, it's going to be an amazing time. Also, I have National Night Out over in Edison, New Jersey, Wrestling Recovery. Tuesday, August 5th, 5 p.m. to 8 p.m., we're going to have a very tight show. It's going to be amazing. We're going to get you out of there a little early because it's in the middle of the week. It's going to be August 5th. It's going to be a great time. We're helping out with Wrestling Recovery, who does great things for people in the community with drug problems and recovery of all types of different substance abuses, and they're great people. I'm wrestling Hank Flanders, and I'm going to kick the little crap.
Hank Flanders?
Yeah, because I'm going to beat the little crap out of Hank.
That sounds like a combination of Hank Hill and
Flanders. Yeah, I know, right?
A fusion.
And then August 23rd.
Bobby?
Yep. Assault Championship Wrestling. I'm going to be part of the Extreme Summer Invasion, ladies and gentlemen. Barbed wire and bikinis. Yes, it's a bikini show with pro wrestling. And there's going to be jello wrestling and all types of different fun little things that are going to happen with women in bikinis. And it's going to be glorious. And I'm going to wrestle. wrestle? I don't know. But you know what? I might be nice and put one of these bad boys on the title line right there. And I'm going to sit there, raise it up high at the beginning, and raise it even higher at the end of the night, because that's what I've been doing. I was supposed to be going to Arizona next week, the first, but you know, the show got pushed back because of logistical problems with the building. So that's fine. No one's fault. We're just pushing it back to September. So if you have a little, you know, something open for your boy, holla, holla, holla. What's it called? Holla, holla, holla. Do the dance. You can't see us because you're listening. We're going to get the YouTube up running soon. I swear to God, it's been the whole season. yeah, so that's the most nearest things. I also have some stuff in September. We'll get to that when we get closer.
You're not wrestling in a Jello, are you?
No, I could be, though.
We never know.
I could be. I might challenge somebody to
a bikini. If there's a Jello wrestling title, you'll definitely wrestle.
Oh, I'll win that thing.
And then we'll
win
be sitting right here.
And look at this. Look at this. Look at this. All this gold. Look even despite these stupid beefcake accords where I got to have a shaved head and all this other stuff because I lost to Bull James and Booster Bar Beefcake saved my freaking head. And now,
oh, good.
Yeah, now the loser of that match, the hair versus mustache match, because they illegally shaved my head too, I'm not allowed to grow hair in the areas that were shaved during the match. Otherwise, if it's over 0.1 millimeters, I'm automatically disqualified from the match. So you said I couldn't grow a mustache. Didn't say anything about me not having one.
That's true.
All right, so we got all the plugs out of the way. Let's get to the good stuff.
Wait, now. I wanted to ask you about Starline. Oh, sure.
Starline Pro. What would you like to talk about in Starline Pro?
One, because it's new, right?
Yes, it's brand new. I've been seeing
it pop up on my feed.
Yep.
So it's yours? You run it?
No, God, no. I'm not running Jack, bro.
Who runs it?
This one guy out in Bronx. He's a good guy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, it's in the Bronx.
Yeah,
where is it based out of? Where's their main headquarters?
Yeah, it's in the Bronx. It's out of the Huffman's. It's right out of there.
It's right out of there.
Yeah, it's right out of there. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So the WWX people don't run it, or
they have their own little thing. That's okay. All. Yeah, it's own little thing.
I wanted to know what the whole thing was about.
It's going well. It's going well. Okay. We got a lot of big surprises.
I've
maybe
seen
some
a lot
special
of wrestlers. Some of them I know that are like
maybe some special names might pop up. We never know. Because you have to buy a ticket and show up. Yeah, it's a great place, great building, great ring, great crew, great card up and down. As you can see, I'm going to be rolling it here.
Going
that way. Put your hand up. No, that way. That way. There we go, right here. It's going to be all right here. No, come back to me. There you go, right here. It's going to be all right here. All the whole entire card is going to be right here as I keep rambling. It might cut off a T-book because I've been doing it in editing.
What part of the movie is
that? I don't know. We just missed it. All right, Starline Pro this Saturday, the most important show that's going on in New York City. So let's talk about it.
Yeah.
Superman.
Yes.
Dude, I loved it. There were some things that I didn't like about it, and I'm okay with it.
It's a minor thing.
Exactly. I feel bad. I have to address this right away. What? I didn't like the fact that I felt like obviously we're leading to the Justice League.
Of course. Yes.
I mean, it's right there in front of your face.
Yeah.
You know? But
it's going to be a while until we get a Batman.
Exactly.
So we don't know how long it can be.
Exactly. And we're going to see these three be the main characters. I would like to see that in a TV show, them just interacting and Guy Gardner just screwing stuff up. You know what I mean? Like we start flipping up the tanks. Listen, spoiler alerts. I really don't care anymore. Yeah. Okay. The spoiler curves are dead. Yeah. I was originally back in the day, I was not allowed to talk about stuff for like 2 weeks. I don't care anymore. I got my own goddamn podcast. I got my own goddamn
titles.
The
embargo has been lifted.
I lifted it myself. Screw it. I'm going to do it only one accords at a time. I can't do mustache chords. I mean, the beefcake chords, and I can't do the freaking spoiler chords. All right, it was actually a thing. I was barred from talking things for 2 weeks. Or I had to give all my friends $20.
Oh wow!
Yeah, it was bad, dude. So, what's it called? We have Superman, which was a great story.
So, what was the thing you didn't like?
Oh, I didn't like the fact that not that they beat up Superman so much. But
it was his first loss. They say that in the beginning.
Oh, yeah. Not even that. It was. It's hard for me to put my finger on it. Like, I didn't like when they turned Ultraman into the clone.
Oh, yeah.
But, I mean, I felt like he went to the black hole. We might see him again sometime soon.
Form the Injustice? Crime Syndicate?
Yeah, Crime Syndicate. There you go.
Or he might get messed up and become Bizarro.
I thought about that. Yeah. But that's, like, such a dumb thing. If you're going to do Bizarro...
To actually be from the backwards.
Exactly, backwards world, you know? And what's it called? I like what they did, the fifth dimensional imp. I got that.
Yeah, that's right. So, wait, that's just an imp?
Here's the thing. I think that's just like a baby, stupid, background, low-level imp. That's not...
Yes, it's not Mrs. Spitlick or Batmite.
Yeah, no, I think we're going to get Batmite, though.
Yeah, of course, we have
to. I think we actually might get Batmite. And I... I feel like we're going to get Batman and Batmite and then Miss Blixley. Yeah. And I can never say his name. And then, you know, that whole situation happens. Lex Luthor, I think, was amazing in that movie.
Yeah, he surprised me. I thought he was going to be bad from the trailers. Yeah. Like, oh, no. Then he was just a true hater.
He was just
player haters club.
Players like, hate,
he
hate,
was Silky Johnson.
Exactly. I hate you. I hate you.
I don't even know you. You hate your guts.
I hate your guts. It's like, I'm glad your planet blew up.
Well,
Clark Kent. What can I say about that outfit that's not been said about a toddler? You're not supposed to be running around in your underwear. Like, it was perfect. Like, uh-huh. I think, like, the delivery of Superman, yeah. like he's, I felt like it was almost, you know the new Batman movie, the Batman?
Matt Reeves?
Yeah, Matt Reeves. You know how, like, he was starting off, and it's, like, the dark?
Yeah, he was perfect. Like, 2 years in or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Like, remember that first beginning part of the movie where they're, like, they think I'm in the shadows.
I'm the shadows.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm everywhere. And, like, that was the idea of Batman. Uh-huh. So, when you have this, it's the idea of Superman, mm-hmm. the truth, justice, and American way.
Yes.
Which I think is awesome, because now you have, you're able to tell a story from outside of the pot. You know what I mean? Like, you're not stuck in this dark, gritty world. You can have a happy Superman. Like, when I like how they jump-started everything. I think that was perfect.
Yeah.
Scrolling words.
I love that part. They explained it. Bang. They went from 300 years to 30 to 3.
Yep. And it was perfect. It's like, we don't need to see Krypton blow up again. It's just, whatever.
And it just makes me excited about future things. It's like, oh, metahumans came here 300 years ago? Where did they come from?
Exactly.
Are they going to do the Vandal Savage thing?
That's what I think we're going to get. Where Vandal Savage.
Kids.
I think we're going to get Vandal Savage, and that's because we already have Hawkgirl, so we're just waiting for Hawkman. We have Green Lantern. We're going to have the other Green Lantern core in the TV shows, which, I mean, everything was absolutely perfect. Mr. Terrific is going to be terrific. He was dope.
He redeemed himself from first class.
Yeah,
I
know.
Two first class actors in this.
Exactly. I was going to say, I was like, we had freaking Beast and what's it called?
And Darwin.
Yeah, and Darwin. Uh-huh. So it would have been funny if they were like, aren't you dead?
But you know what it is? What I liked about Luthor? He reminded me of Luthor from, remember the All-Star Superman animated movie?
Yeah.
He reminds me of that version.
Yes, he does. He does. He kind of reminded me a little
bit. With the jealousy and stuff and like how Superman sees the world, how powerful he is.
Yeah. And like he doesn't want that world to be corrupted by Superman. Yeah. He wants it for himself. And I like how he kind of like teased all that stuff. Like, he's supposed to be like I'm the ultimate smart being. Like, I'm the smartest person in the world. Not you. You are not better than me. And that's what it basically comes down
to. He's like, I worked for this. And you just were born like that.
Exactly.
You know what it is? He's sort of like, remember Jimmy and Timmy, they were upset with like the guys who were crippled.
Crippled. Yeah, the cripples over here. They didn't even earn it.
Speaking of which, and they make a reference to Superman show episode, Christopher Bell Reeves.
Now, ready for this one? Here's the thing. There was a lot of Superman 1 through 4 cameos.
No.
Listen to what I'm saying. There were a lot of Superman cameos from 1 through 4.
Like actors?
No. Listen. So what happened was that it was Superman 1, Lex Luthor gets busted for his stuff like that, right? Too. Lex Luthor's the main villain. That was the first one, right? Second one, he fights a Kryptonian, right?
Oh, yeah, yes.
Third one, the supercomputer, remember? It, like, takes over people's stuff and it goes inside.
The one from prior?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh.
And remember the computer virus stuff and everything went inside the girl and like, it turned into that. Yeah. So the fourth one, Nuclear Man. He was fighting an evil.
Evil clone.
Because at first you knew it was like, all right, this is ultimate.
And he got it from a hair or something, blood samples or something. Yeah,
he got it from the clone from the hair. It's like, you know how hard. Because remember in the beginning of the movie, it's holding up like this giant weight, one hair. So that's something that I love the.
So it is from a hair, right?
Yeah, it is from a hair. Got it from, he's like blood and sweat and fluids and everything. I just had to find a thing. So I think that's where he originally got it from because there was no Ultraman at the time to take that from him. So now
I know it's funny. And there was like a deleted scene in Superman 4 where the original Nuclear Man, he had a different form. He had dark hair and kind of a messed up face.
Yeah.
And he kind of looked more closer to like a messed up version of Superman. They deleted that.
Yeah. So anyway, I talked about this before in a previous episode.
Otis was in there too.
Otis was in there. Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's his henchman.
Yeah. I liked the fact that they put death in this movie where Superman like the guy who gets shot, like, I think that was heartbreaking.
Yo, that was like,
yo, he was like, tell me everything, tell me your parents. He's like, I'm not doing that. Bang. Oh,
also love Hawkgirl murdering
the
president of that country.
Yeah,
she's like, I'm not Superman. Just drops.
Yeah, it just drops. I was like,
she's not gonna be wanted for that.
Yeah,
she killed.
Who knew? President. Who's up there? Who's up there with her? No one's up there with an iPhone. Be like, oh, look at this.
Lex has advanced satellites.
Yeah, I know, right?
He's that the
trial of Hawkgirl. So yeah, let's move forward because let's just do this lightly because I want to address it and I think it's a great movie and I'm going to see it tonight.
Metamorpho was in there too,
and yes. I really enjoyed him because he's part of the Justice Gang. I forgot about that part. I like the fact that they use kryptonite, and because like it was legitimately like kryptonite,
you
not
can
like
make any substance.
Yeah, not the what's it called? The whole like it's the atmosphere he's not used to. He can't. Yeah, I was like, just break out the rocks. Yes. This is what we came here to see. Yes. Okay, like. Air is going to hurt Superman now? Great. Thanks. You have this supply of Kryptonian air, you know? Like,
oh, yeah, and then also Supergirl.
Oh, God. And Krypto.
You know what I think about Supergirl? I think that was supposed to be the post-credits, and they switched it. You know why?
I thought so,
Because the mid-credits scene, they showed that in posters already, where he's sitting at watching, he's sitting on the moon watching Earth with Krypto.
Yeah, yeah.
They showed that. I was like, they would never really show it at a post-credits scene in a trailer or a poster. I think that was like, they switched it.
Yeah, I think that would have been a perfect post-credits scene. I think that would have been better than the...
And she goes to party on planets with red suns.
Yeah, that's actually what happens. She gets drunk.
Woman of Tomorrow, right?
Woman of Tomorrow. It's a great comic because like it tells about like how like she failed, like she like screwed up. She was lost in space, you know, and they kind of hint towards it.
Was she supposed to watch over Clark?
Yeah, she's supposed to watch over him, but she lost him. Basically, what happened? So she got lost in a wormhole, and he grew up, and now she's at that age. Yeah. And I like the fact that they tied Krypto into her. And
yes,
I was like,
she's the owner.
Yeah,
because in the beginning you get like, I just kind of like baby him, adopted him or something like that.
Yeah, he's not. It's a thing, you know. I was like,
he says he's fostering the dog.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I think that was a good move. Mm-hmm. And he's like, it's my cousin. And I was like, his cousin?
Yeah, it takes a second. He's like, your cousin arrives. Like,
And it's funny because he's just like, Krypto was just like slamming her into the garage. She's like, You know what I'm saying? So yeah.
She's pretty much like, who did I compare her character? I said she's female Hancock.
Yes. No, not Hancock. She's more like, what's her name?
Someone else compared to D from Always Sunny.
Who?
D from Always Sunny with superpowers.
Oh my God, that's true. Oh my God.
You gave D superpowers.
Get out of here, D, you bird.
Yeah, she's a bird. Well, I mean, Hawk Girl's the real bird.
Yeah, no, really. Sorry, moving on. We got more. Fantastic Four got released today.
Yes,
great reviews. I've heard people who saw it today, like the nerds that we are, went to go see it today, and I'm going to go see it after this because I just got a text before the show started by my wife. Man. My wife go. I was like, hey, listen, before you go to work, you know, you want to go catch Fantastic Four? She goes, nah, if you want to go see it, you can go see it. We'll see it another time together. Honey, I love you because I'm going to go watch that thing right out of here. I think it's a great premise of what they're doing. They already confirmed that, you know, he's there. I think you said it. You or what? Pat said it, that he's going after Reed Richards. Yeah, Franklin Richards. Yes. I thought he was going after Earth to try and like figure out like what's going on Earth.
Yeah.
Like, but I think.
Well, I got it from watching Comics Explain. He mentioned that Galactus might be after Franklin Richards.
Yeah.
Because this was even before they even do that trailer where you find out she's even pregnant. So he predicted that like Franklin Richards was going to be in the movie before.
Now, I wonder if he's going to try and feed off Franklin and absorb
it.
He's so powerful.
You know what it is? It'll probably get rid of him having to eat planets. That's probably what he doesn't want to do.
Yeah, yeah. But that's the thing.
If
like,
he just has Franklin and he's like, all right, I'm just eat this kid.
Yeah, in the comics, like Galactus is actually like an essential part of the universe. He's kind of like the destroyer of trash.
That's because he's like the opposite of like eternity and infinity.
Who's life?
Yes.
So he actually feeds both of them. Like, like things are able
they
to die.
Creating things and making things last, but he needs things to die.
Yeah, they need things to die for a little space, which is kind of dumb. But anyway, like, yeah, Galactus is a balance part, and they actually put Galactus back onto like a regiment. And like, you know, they have the whole, what's her name becomes like Pyre or whatever her name is. Nova, who becomes...
Oh, Nova, that's right. Frankie Ray.
Yeah, Frankie Ray becomes Nova, who I thought was going to happen in the original Fantastic Four movies because she's a colonel or whatever.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, she was like the colonel, so
movie,
what's it called? I can't wait for that to happen. And I think we're going to... The thing is that people don't realize, like, Galactus, legitimately, there's only one of them. There's no other multiverse version of Galactus.
That's not true.
Yes, right.
And the comics is multiple Galactuses.
No. There's only one Galactus. You're talking about the
ultimate version?
Yeah, the ultimate version. Ship. Yeah, but he's a ship and it's stupid. That doesn't count. But I'm talking about like literally in the multiverse, there's only one Galactus. There are children of Galactus.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
But they're not in the multiverse. They're in our universe. So, like even in the game, Marvel Rivals, there's like the daughter of Galactus.
Wait, but what about the alternate universe where Galactus becomes a herald of Franklin Richards?
Yeah, but that's...
He says, to me, my Galactus. That's
yes,
a different Galactus.
But that's a future. That's the future. Okay. Yeah, that's it. That's not an alternate universe. That's an ultimate timeline.
Yes.
He becomes Franklin Richards. What's it called?
Because that's their destiny to merge into one being.
Exactly. Yes. So I think that's their what we're getting here.
So that's probably what Galactus wants. So, he wants to rush that process.
Exactly.
Probably.
So because now he doesn't have the hunger for royalty, he's self-sustaining. Uh-huh. So what's it called? I think we're going to get, eventually down the road, I think we're going to, in this universe that they're in, obviously they're in a different universe. Galactus comes over.
That's why I like that he's just one being, because he can just easily go.
Exactly. He can jump multiverses.
He can be a threat to any universe.
Exactly. He can jump multiverses.
Because might see a 616, it's like, oh, this has better food. That can sustain
basically, that's what happens.
Because all of the stuff that's going on in there, like they have, because you know what it is? I think 616 has more super beings and superpowers, and he can, that's dinner for him.
Yeah, exactly. It's life energy. I think he just goes after the planet. I don't think he's going after people, but...
But it's planets that have certain types of energy.
Yeah, so I wonder if, like, you know, all
they
this
They have
stuff.
Celestials there. Remember, our planets are created by Celestials, so that's an energy that he might want.
Exactly, because he is a Celestial. He's a version of a Celestial or something like that. I don't remember that.
No, he's the survivor of a dying universe. He was just an explorer.
Yeah, he was an explorer, and then he died.
Didn't he merge with, like, the sentience of the universe? He's the cosmic egg.
Yeah, the cosmic egg he merged with and everything like that, which he talked about in freaking... Exiles. Yeah. Not Exiles.
Might have been Exiles.
No. It was the TV show. What's it called? What If.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, because the Howard the Ducks and what's her name? Yes. That was the
They had the
egg.
Kid.
Yeah, they had the kid, yeah, so.
Yeah, and Galactus would want to feed off the Earth that has a celestial stick in his hand out. He's like, that's like dessert for him.
Yeah. All right, time to move on, because we wasted a little bit too much time on that last one right off. I just wanted to be like a quick 3-minute thing, but somebody keeps dragging me into conversation.
Quick 3-minute thing, that's what she said.
That's up, yep. So, let's talk about it. We can talk about it now. We got enough time. Video games. Now, we're talking about like just regular handheld stuff. We're talking about the stuff. We'll go over these very lightly, and we'll have a bigger panel next time. We can kind of bring it
handheld?
Up. No, baby. We're talking about arcade games, baby.
Oh, yes.
I'm talking about the good stuff, the multiplayer stuff, where the original online stuff. Like, everyone, like, I just want to explain this. People back then didn't really have, how should I say this better? The people in the past, when video games were first developing, they didn't really have a lot of video games that were single player. There was no real arcade game that was single player. Everything was your fighting games, your exploring games, or your sports games. Uh-huh. You had like NHL, hockey games, the big consoles. You had NBA Jam. Yeah. And then you had something perfect. I think these were the greatest games in the world, were the side-scroller beat-em-ups.
Yes.
Now, you had stuff like Double Dragon. Exactly. And I feel like I met a lot of my friends during this time frame where I was able to sit there and go, hey, let's just play this game real quick, and we'll beat the living crap. Let's go play this, and you see how far you can
you
get.
You had to rely on each other.
Exactly.
It wasn't a competition. Everything else was a competition.
Let's talk about them. Ready?
Yes.
First one, Ninja Turtles.
Turtles in Time, the GOAT.
Exactly. Now, there's so many different versions. Ninja Turtles, Turtles in Time, and then it was another one.
Not in the arcades, though.
No. It's a newer one. The newer one came out.
What's that movie one? Is 3D?
Yeah, kind of. It's like the TV, Nickelodeon TV show.
Yes, it's like a turtle power button. It was in every movie theater I saw.
Yeah.
Got it. It's called,
I forgot the name of it. But anyway,
not Mutants Unleashed. Yeah.
So anyway, so all these games were really fun because you got to play as your favorite turtle. And now, people still see it. I feel like it's hard to do this, but there are emulators out there. We could play this on your phone now.
Yes.
So it's not the same experience. You can play it online. There's the downloads on PS 5, on Xbox.
But it ain't the same as meeting a stranger.
Exactly. Hey, you want to go mess up some robots? Let's do this, bro. You know? So
some X-Men or something.
Exactly.
That was the first 6-player one I saw.
We're going to get to that one. So Ninja Turtles was iconic because, again, you get to play your favorite Ninja Turtle. Who'd you play as?
I was always Leo.
Really?
Everyone else picked Donnie because he had the range.
Right, exactly. That's what I was going to say. I always picked, if I just wanted to be the
If you want to beat the game.
Yeah, if you want to beat the game, you swung that stick. You know what I mean? So I feel like all the levels were perfect. You break into April's apartment. It's on fire. Uh-huh. Like this giant metal balls rolling down the stairs. And you got to beat Rocksteady at the end. Uh-huh. And then like Shredder comes up with those little... Like it was like their
The module.
Yeah, the module things were like their
Earth. It comes from underground, and
yeah, it was their excuse for teleportation because they were just like they just pop up out of nowhere. So, what's it called? They kidnap April and everything. Yes. It was a great game. And then you fight Shredder at the end.
Yeah, he like can clone himself.
Yeah, he cloned himself. Yeah, then you fight Krang. Krang was awesome.
Man. He was that the one where he could split himself in half.
Yes,
his legs. And upper body.
Upper bodies. You fly around. You got to fight both of them at the same time, which I think was just a beautiful game.
I never got as far far as him, I always got beat by, remember the Rock Shoulders, General Trag?
Oh, God, yeah. That was like on the level beforehand.
Right before Krang.
Yeah, right before Krang. So that was a, I mean, it was a quarter killer right there.
Yes, it was.
All right, next one, X-Men.
Yeah.
Dude, you had everybody. You had Cyclops, Wolverine, Dazzler, Nightcrawler, Storm, and Colossus.
Yes.
They did not have any of their real powers.
No.
Except for Dazzler. I always use Dazzler.
She did that thing. She shoved the things on the ground.
Exactly. Which is technically her power, you know.
Storm had the whirlwind thing.
Yeah, yeah. Storm had the whirlwind. Nightcrawler, he didn't.
He's supposed to be teleporting around the screen, but it looks like he's running like the Flash.
Exactly. That's all I'm saying. It's like he looks like he's just like a Flash. Colossus, like, sent all, and this is where it gets crazy. Colossus just go, right? And, like, it would just, like, create this, like, light.
What I didn't notice at the time, if you, because, like, I only notice this on emulators, when you pause it, he's actually transforming back to his regular human form when he does that spark.
Yeah. I feel like he's discharging his power. Yes. So it doesn't.
And Wolverine shot sparks out. No,
lasers. He literally shot lasers as, it was, like, forward. It was, like, almost like a swing.
Yeah, I was like, he can't do that. Adamantium can't do that.
Who made this?
Maybe if he was made out of vibranium, he could do that.
Exactly, But, and then Cyclops just started blasting people, which is cool, I mean, those games were fun because, like you said, that was like the first six-person shooter. So if you had like four people, like, yo, when you die, jump in. All right, cool. You know, like the run through your crew would come in and be like, oh, what am I doing? It's like,
yeah, I actually played that at Comic-Con last year. Video games.
Really?
Had it out there, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, the six-player one, too.
I was playing on my phone.
They had the four-player and the six-player because my local
The four-player you got to pick, because it's too big.
My local one had the four-player because it took up less space.
Yeah.
But it was an amusement park I went to. And then I was like, six players? What?
Everybody?
Like the screen was like extra wide.
Yeah. It had like a double monitor almost,
Konami was killing it because Konami did Turtles and they did that
one. Yep. Now here comes the next one.
Wait, it was based off prior to the X-Men cartoon. The X-Men game was based off the Pride of the X-Men cartoon.
Oh, yeah.
Pilot.
Yeah.
Kitty Pride, yes.
Yeah, because they were supposed to be transferred over, but
it never came out.
Yep.
And then they just said, let's make a game.
Yeah. Now, another one that people seem to sleep on is, I think it was really fun, is Spider-Man and Friends.
Oh, that one, yes. That
where you played Black Cat, and you played Namor, as Spider-Man, and Namor, and Hawkeye.
Hawkeye got a push back in the early days.
Hawkeye was in everything.
He was in two video games and two cartoons in the 90s.
Yep, because he was also in which we'll talk about later, the Avengers game. So anyway, Spider-Man, very little known game. People never really seem to remember the final boss of that game, and it was Doctor Doom.
Yes.
Yeah, Doctor Doom. There was so many villains you had to fight in that game.
Because on the cover of the thing, it only shows Kingpin and Green Goblin.
Yeah.
Venom's like the first boss.
Yeah, Venom's like, wait, what? This one jumping off head?
He turns giant for some reason?
He can actually. Venom can actually turn giant.
Do you remember how he's created in the video game?
Yeah, it's like
he's
a bucket.
A slime.
Yeah, it's because Clark gets all on him and everything like that. But I guess if they were transporting the symbiont or whatever, I'll take it, whatever.
Yeah. And this is very early in Venom's development, too. And then like 1991.
I know, and then the characters turn very small and you climb up the fire escapes. Yeah, it turns into a platformer. Exactly, like Donkey Kong almost. That was a fun game. I really did enjoy it.
Shot electricity.
Yeah.
What did Black Cat
shoot? Black Cat, her ropes and her Spider-Man shot his web. Hawkeye shot something. I don't know what it was. Whatever he could do. I don't know. His bracers. I don't know. So anyway, so that was a fun game. Very little hidden gem. So if you ever get to get emulator or whatever and you get to find that game.
Here's what's funny. It never works on none of my emulators except for the only time I played it was on my little handheld emulator. Ugh. Everything else, the game's super slow.
Yeah. So, all right, moving on to the next one. Avengers Assemble!
Before anyone knew who the Avengers were.
Exactly. That game.
The fact that they didn't put Captain America's name was Captain America and the Avengers. No one knew who the Avengers were.
Who the hell are the Avengers?
Yeah, it's like,
you know, like.
Captain America.
Exactly. Wasp. Thank you, Wonder Man. Like, those things are burnt in my head.
If you play it now, just look at all of the characters that are popular now.
Yeah, exactly. Like, Vision.
Wasp and Vision.
You had White Vision. White Vision was in that game.
Yes.
I was like, man, I'm reading the comics. I'm like, wow, they did good on this game. And you fought everybody.
A Sentinel in it.
Bro, you fought. No. You fought Robot. That wasn't a Sentinel. But it looks like a Sentinel, They were like, we're not going to say it's a Sentinel.
We don't have the rights. Everyone was in a. They had Grim Reaper,
Laser. I mean, Claw
was
Claw,
in it.
Like Living Laser.
And now Claw Andy Serkis got to play him a few years ago, but he was a nobody back then.
What's his name? Dreadnought was in it. Juggernaut was in it.
Oh, but he was like weird.
Yeah, he had like a couple of your face.
And he was tiny and he rolled into a ball.
Bah, bah, bah. I was like, okay. Ultron was in that game. There was somebody else too. And of course, Red Skull.
Oh, Crossbones.
There you go. Crossbones was the one boss that was a pain in the ass.
Also, Mandarin was in the underwater level.
Oh, that's
After you fight that giant octopus.
Yeah.
The Mech Taco was what it was called. Yes. Because they had the shooter stages. That's what I like. They ride on the little hover bikes.
Yeah, and some characters would fly. Some characters would shoot stuff out of their hands.
Who was the character you played as in that game all the time?
See, I switched. It depends. Like, if I was playing by myself, hands on, I play as Iron Man.
There were two characters I always played. In the arcade version, I was always Captain America.
Yeah.
It was his game. I loved his concept. Of course, he's my favorite. But on the SNES version, if you played as Vision or Hawkeye, there's a move you can spam. If you jump in the air, hold a jump, and then just start pressing the punch button.
They slowly, float there. Slowly descend
down.
Yeah.
And you
just
start shooting the laser downwards. And that's how I got to the end of the game.
Yeah. And just everyone just run into that spot. And
if you played as like Captain America or Hawkeye, you did a dive move and you just open season on you. Yeah.
I'm going to come get you. Oh, no.
And you couldn't block in the SNES version.
Yeah, you couldn't block in the arcade one because Captain America puts a shield.
Remember what Vision's block was?
He turned invisible.
Yep.
And or intangible.
And everything went through him.
Yeah. Hawkeye uses bow. So apparently a string and a stick stopped lasers.
Hawkeye had a major push. Yeah. I don't know. Marvel was really pushing him because remember he was also in the Iron Man cartoon.
Yep, he was in Iron Man cartoon,
and he was in the Avengers United States Stand cartoon, which was terrible,
horrible.
It was to sell toys. But
all right, on to the big one.
What's the big one?
Simpsons.
Oh, another Konami game.
Yeah, another Konami game, bro. Simpsons was clutch. Yes. I love that one.
And they had double team moves.
Yep, yeah, double team.
And Lisa did like a running
running around.
Bart could get her home his shoulders and throws him.
Yeah. And then they do like the dive with the skateboard. Yeah. Same thing with Lisa.
I didn't realize Marge at home would do a little cannonball type thing.
And then Lisa would get up on Marge's shoulder. Yes.
And they had built in weapons except for home. Remember Marge hit you with a vacuum cleaner.
I was like, who's carrying a vacuum cleaner all around all the time?
Bart had the skateboard. Lisa had the jump rope.
Yep.
Homer just had his fist because he's a real fighter.
Yeah, Homer versus the world.
Yes.
Homer's going to swing them knuckles, bruh.
Remember when they...
And the game premise was pretty fun, too, because like Mr. Burns, Smithers, in a cape, kidnaps Maggie because she has a diamond in her mouth.
She misplaces her pinky. Yeah, the diamond.
Yeah, and then like you have to chase her. And those levels, I'm sorry.
This is like prime early 90s Simpsons.
This is like 92, 93.
So we're on season 3 of this.
Yeah, exactly. So and they got a beautiful game. I mean, the levels were amazing because like even the first round, you fight the wrestler guy, whatever.
Oh, yes, that's
the
right.
Second one, you fight the bar. The third one, you fight in the graveyard. The graveyard. The last one, after the graveyard is the dream world because the giant Krusty cart balloon thing.
That was a bonus game where you go to Krusty Land?
Yeah.
You had to tap on the thing to pump the balloon up.
Yeah, and that was on every level almost.
Like different bonus games. Yeah.
Different bonus games. And that game was really fun. And then finally,
you fought the Krusty balloon at the end. He claps.
Yeah, it claps you and everything like that. You got a duck jump. I was just playing it the other day.
I had it for like, because they released that and X-Men on PS3 back in the day.
I remember that. Yeah. So that's right. I remember playing it.
Two must-have
games. I literally just played it like not too long ago. Man. So I had like a whole bunch of quarters.
I beat it years ago in the barcade.
Yeah, me and my friends, we went to a barcade and we beat it there. And that was about like a year and a half ago. But yeah, that was like honestly the pinnacle of games because like you had to fight like the bear in the wood stage.
Remember the Sasquatches? It was really Homer and Mud in the episode. Yeah. They made them into actual Bigfoots.
Yeah, they made them into like little Bigfoots. Yeah. You had to go
to
Krusty Land.
Stage, yeah. That and Krusty Land.
Krusty Land was awesome.
With the clowns.
Yeah, the clowns.
The guys were walking on the big balls.
Balls, and they fall, land on their face. That game was fun. And obviously I want to talk about a really good group game before we get out of here because we're almost out of time. NBA Jam.
Of course.
Bro. The one thing that everyone always asked, where's Jordan?
Oh, he was not licensed to be in here.
I don't understand.
There was a version of a game. They did a prototype version with him in it, but never made it to the arcades.
Really?
Yeah.
What was it called?
It was just NBA Jam, but they never made it to the games. He had like a separate, him and Shaq had these weird separate contracts. We're like, remember how Shaq had Shaq Fu? He had a contract with EA, a separate contract, separate deal to make his own. That's how he got Shaq Fu. Jordan had a game called Chaos in a Windy City.
I remember that. You had to throw the basketball at stuff.
Yeah, it was a fire one and an ice.
It was like a platformer. Yeah.
So they had separate contracts. So when they got into NBA games, it was a big deal. Because I remember the first time Shaq was in a game, they advertised like, Shaq, Shaquille O'Neal's in the game. It was live, NBA live.
So another little thing that, if you don't believe me, this is 100% true. If you held up start on all the joysticks on NBA Jam, you were able to play this like tank game.
What?
Yeah, I swear it's true. It was like, it looks horrible now.
It wasn't an old school Midway game or something?
Nope. It was literally like a secret game inside the game. Wow. If you held up and start at a certain point.
It had to be all four?
All four. So you had to like have someone do it with you and you could shoot tanks in the game. Oh, man. It was like some sort of weird thing. I don't know how. Knew that. It's like one of those like weird games. Now, we can talk about shooting games, which we will in the future.
Yes.
that's going to be the next one is a shooting game. So I think I have to. I loved playing them, like House of the Dead and all that. Uh-huh. Other, you know, what's it called? The one, the Japanese one where you put stuff on the pedal.
Will you step on a pedal?
You step on a pedal and you
It's an arcade game?
Yeah, it's an arcade game. Time Crisis. There you go.
Oh, yes.
Time Crisis.
Remember the Terminator one?
Yeah, that's another one. The posted one. Yeah. I got a story about that game, actually. There's so many great shooting games, and we'll talk about them next time.
It was G.I. Joe. It wasn't a shooter, but it was a G.I. Joe game.
Yeah, we play. That's another Crossfighter, too. Beat 'em up, too. So.
You know what we didn't mention? The actual beat 'em ups, where it's just the fighters walking down the street, like Final Fight, Double Dragon, those games.
I didn't mention that for a reason, because I went with the multiplayer one. So really,
because those were only two-player.
Those were only two-player games. So I felt like we can do that another time. We talk about that and the shooting games. I think that's a good that's a good one. But yeah, so that's about it, because I'm gonna go see a movie right now about four fantastic people.
Yes,
ladies and gentlemen, Prince Atiba, great guy. I forgot to do his intro.
We can do it now. It's me,
ladies and gentlemen, wrestler extraordinaire, great guy across the board, my ride or die freaking day one guy.
Hell from Gleason's baby.
The entourage baby. You know nothing about this.
The MySpace days.
MySpace killers, baby.
MySpace title.
Yeah,
MySpace title. We never got that off the ground.
I know.
TikTok title?
No. TikTok title, I know, right?
Can only be 30 seconds or something.
Yeah, that'd be fine. Matches, that'd be fine.
Really short matches.
That'd be a fine match. 6 seconds or less. Clothesline, duck, roll up. 1, 2, 3. All right, ladies and gentlemen, episode 11, it's in the banks. Ladies and gentlemen, we did it. We're done. Check the gate. We're out of here.
Yes.
Woo! All right. Fantastic Four.
Oh, yes. Oh. Oh, that song.
Fantastic Four. Reed Richards is elastic. Sue can change from sight. Johnny is the human torch. And Thing just likes to fight.
That's right.
That's one of the first things I watched when I first got Disney Plus. I just went and watched all the old Marvel.